From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's not exactly stereotypical Miami Vice. Amid the beaches and palm trees of South Florida, it turns out to be one of the most popular and lucrative crimes is Medicare fraud. The dollar totals are staggering. So far this year in South Florida alone, law enforcement officials say they've caught more than $500 million in fraudulent claims. NPR's Greg Allen reports the federal government is trying to combat this fraud, and they say they're seeing results.
If you want to know how bad Medicare fraud is in Miami, a good place to start is with a study released by federal inspectors. They visited at random nearly 1,600 businesses in Miami that bill Medicare for services allegedly delivered to beneficiaries. The U.S. attorney in Miami, Alexander Acosta, says the inspectors found that nearly a third of the businesses, 481, didn't exist.
And in fact, those 481 so-called businesses that didn't exist had billed $237 million in fraud over the past year.
That study helped focus national attention on the problem of Medicare fraud in Miami, especially among shell companies that purport to sell what's known as durable medical equipment. Wheelchairs, walkers, respirators, and the like. As part of a crackdown on so-called DME fraud, the federal government revoked Medicare billing privileges from more than 600 companies in South Florida. And beginning in March, federal prosecutors and investigators teamed up to create a special Medicare fraud strike force. In just 6 months, the strike force has already had an impact. The Justice Department official in charge, Kirk Ogrosky, says it's charged 120 people in 74 cases. And Ogrosky says there's been a dramatic decrease in DME claims submitted from the Miami area, down $1.4 billion from last year. He credits the crackdown and the fact that people convicted of Medicare fraud are now getting stiff sentences.
So people are beginning to realize that getting involved with healthcare fraud is going to lead to a long prison sentence. And that has a big deterrent effect.
Among those watching the crackdown on DME fraud closest are the many legitimate companies that are trying to operate businesses in a field that's rife with fraud. One is Bayshore Dura Medical, a mid-sized company in Miami Lakes that's been in business nearly 15 years. In the company's 14,000-square-foot warehouse, workers assemble and service motorized rehab wheelchairs. In another area, operations manager Raul Lopez explains a worker is refilling oxygen tanks used in home respiratory systems.
The oxygen is leaving the liquid vessel. It's being converted over inside the cryovation unit and actually being pumped into each of those tanks that you see there.
There are three respiratory therapists on staff here, along with two RNs and more than 70 other employees. On the issue of Medicare fraud, owner Robert Mendia and manager Raul Lopez have one question about the government crackdown. Where were they 5 years ago?
Exactly. This has been going on for years.
This is nothing new.
Is nothing new at all.
Although the business is growing, here and among medical equipment suppliers nationwide, there's a deep frustration that their industry's image is being dragged through the mud. There's anger at the government agency that administers Medicare, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Lopez and Mendia tick down a long list of red flags that Medicare administrators either miss or ignore.
For example, you have patients receiving two artificial legs within a year. You have
they never even had anything billed for an amputation from a hospital.
Artificial leg, but no amputation.
Right.
Exactly.
Another example, sudden tenfold and hundredfold spikes in billing by a startup company, all for the same medical condition. After federal inspectors detailed the depth of DME fraud, CMS designated South Florida a demonstration project. It's requiring all medical equipment suppliers to reapply for billing privileges. And in Miami now, Medicare says it will analyze billing data and perform spot inspections with the aim of weeding out fraudulent companies. The head of program integrity for Medicare, Kimberly Brandt, concedes that until recently, CMS didn't actually look for fraud.
Part of that had to do with our limited resources, quite frankly. In the past, perhaps we have not been as vigilant as we could have, but now we have definitely recognized the need and we have certainly the desire to make sure that we're giving that vigilant oversight in South Florida.
At Bayshore DuraMed, Lopez and Mendia complain that some of the new CMS rules penalize legitimate companies while still not doing enough to weed out fraud. They don't deny that fraud is a big problem in durable medical equipment, but they worry that while law enforcement and the news media focus on their industry, they're missing much bigger instances of fraud committed by doctors, hospitals, and drug companies. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.